What happened? Huh? They beat you? They beat you or not?
No.
No, they don't. Oh! You frightened me. Just a sudden... Doesn't stink here, huh? All the monks, they don't stink. If you don't practice well,
they do.
The monks were telling me that all the bees were playing with them, but they sting the guests. Any guests could come, and if they don't practice, we can sting them. Is that right? Yes. You told me. But they don't sting them. Only sting the outsiders when they came in. Hmm. So maybe you're an outsider, no? Initiated or not? Okay, so you're safe, huh? Hmm? You know, huh? You know, if you cannot have samadhi, you can buy that machine, huh? Very cheap, huh? How much? You know?
About $400 to $700.
$700?
47. No, 400. I've been told 400 to 700.
4 to 7. Depends on the size and the vibration.
What level?
Yes. If you want second level, 400. Third level, 500. Fourth level, 600. And fifth level, maybe 700. That's what it is, huh? You inquire, huh? You inquire. And then we give it to, oh, I go into a new business. Yes, yes. No need for initiation, nothing. Plug in. Plug in initiation. Huh? And then you just measure the level from the computer. That would be fun, huh? We go into a new business, huh? So actually, no need for such a center like this and spend all my money here and renovation problems. Now, we buy the computer company and we sell them each one different price according to levels. And then send them back to where they belong and they just become Buddha at home. It's a kind of, huh?
Home study course.
Yeah, home study course, homemade Buddha. Electronic saints. Oh, Jesus would love that. And he wouldn't have had to be nailed on the cross, huh? He only sell electronic machines. Oh, that's good. I think nobody will ever...
Go on vacation.
Yes. And nobody will ever accuse me for being a spiritual leader or something, huh? I only sell electronic machines. That's be fine, huh? We make a lot of money soon and we'll be able to fly all the Vietnamese refugees out of Hong Kong or anywhere. I will consider this. It's very good business. Huh? We can make joint ventures, you know. Huh? I buy two for you. One for low level and one for high level. The voltage is different. One for 240 and...
220.
220 and one for 110. Oh, that's fine. Ah, I cannot believe it. Even that, huh? But they did that before also. They used music to calm some of the patients. And in the old times, they used a kind of drum to induce a patient into a trance in order to operate on him or give him some treatment. I guess that's what the African people do. They're experts in drum beating. And they can give a message with drums. That's how they pass the message between each other. Maybe they're too much induced with this kind of samadhi, huh? Who knows, huh? Listen to the drum and I get like this. Maybe in samadhi. Drum samadhi, huh? Now we have electronics, fantastic. Wow. What else can we not have in this world, huh? So next time, We can have a UFO, Buddha. I guess it happens. I guess it helps. That's why some of the other planets use electronic equipment. Yes, they do that. Some use it for a bad purpose, to control people, to make people become just like idiots, really, half dead. They're alive, but they're not free.
Zombie.
Zombie, yes, that's what it is. I heard that some of the planets, some of the bad guys, you know, they want to control their people. Because these people were supposed to be very friendly and loving and they didn't know anything. So other planets came and invaded that planet and wanted to make use of the innocence of these people to work for them. So they built some kind of electronic machine in the center of that planet and buried deep into the ground. And every day they vibrate something which keeps these people induced in a kind of
trance,
sleepwalking state. And they just do what they want with them. And they still continue to do it. Up to now, in some of the planets, they vibrate something to control people's brains. And they do not know that they are controlled, even. Therefore, some of the agencies of the universe, they're working on these planets to help them out of this problem. It can be very dangerous when people use electronics and computers and all kind of vibrations to control people. We can use it for a good purpose, we can use it for a bad purpose. But I believe the natural thing is the best. Huh? Natural thing is the best. If we have it inside, why do we borrow it from outside? Our money is better than borrowed money, no? Even though it might be the same, but if we have the money, why don't we use it? If we borrow the money from the bank, we have to pay interest. Huh? It's not the same, huh? Even though it is money, but at the end, it eats up our income. Huh? Therefore, I think our method is the best. Huh? No need for the electronic machine and battery charge and all that. One day, if there's no electricity, what to do? Huh? All the machines are out of order, and the battery is kaput. So you cannot become Buddha that day. Huh? When we die, it's lost. Yes, yes. No electricity in the transition state. Cannot plug in. So what will you do there? They say this kind of samadhi that they derive from this electronic machine with the artificial light and sound, it can last for a few days, they say, like that. So you have to always keep recharging. Huh? Yeah, and when you die, you finish. Huh? But our things is already awakened and open inside, so we take it with us, even when we die. So it's a different thing, huh? It's imprinted inside our psyche, our different bodies. So you don't need anything, huh? Really, we don't need charging battery, nothing, huh? And it's so cheap, huh? No money, huh? No money, back guarantee, nothing, huh? Plug in while you wait. We can plug in immediately, huh? At the time of initiation. I think it's very convenient, very convenient. But even then, people praise the success of this invention. And it helps many people, really. The nervous breakdown people, the high-strung nervous people. Yeah, it helps to calm them and bring them to a high state of IQ. Yes. A stress-free state. And their IQ will rise up. When you have stress, then you have less IQ. Your IQ goes down. When you are stress-free, then IQ goes high. That's why they can think more, they can create more, and they become more stable and calm and intelligent. In that case, at least we can prove that our method, you know, using the original light and sound is good for us. Because even the artificial light and sound can be proven to be so successful, so efficient. How much it would be if we have the real one, the original one. So in that case, this is good. Good proof for us, huh? Good proof for us. But if you cannot get it quick enough, you can buy a machine, see what happens. But I hear they have only up to the C-wave sound. So if you want to be stuck at that level, you're welcome to $400. Next time we can charge. If you want to go to the second level, we will charge you $400 per initiation. Fifth level, $700. Huh? Okay? Yeah. It's very cheap already. You know, you buy that machine and it can go out of order and it breaks down, battery and electric bills and everything. This is once and forever. It never goes out of order and no need to fix it. And everywhere you go, it's now space consuming. No need to take it in your luggage. And the customs at the airport will not make trouble because of all these terrible, strange-looking machines. You just pack it inside your mind over the seat. And forever. Yeah? Guarantee. Money back guarantee. I think we have to charge something, huh? So at least the scientists have some proof to back up our method. And you're more sure of what you're doing. But actually, I think you are all sure already, huh? You didn't ever need proof for me, huh? Right? You never asked me anything. You just took it and continue with it, yeah. I know no one asks questions, except those who are in the astral level, huh? Would have some problems, yeah. When you get to the second level, at least, only second level, you have no more doubt, really, about the master at all. Only second level, you already clear up doubt. When you have doubt, you are still in the astral level. So try to climb up quickly and you see the view. It's like you're in the mountain. All right, I leave you. Are you meditate here? You cannot meditate like this, no? Huh? Not good, huh? Not good. You can spread out and meditate, okay? Sit somewhere more comfortable. All right? And don't make noise. Huh? Oh, he's already in samadhi. Beautiful. Huh? So cute. Alright, you spread out and sit anywhere you wish, okay? Like this is not comfortable. You get a backache soon. Now sit anywhere, okay? I will be sitting somewhere. Not here, but somewhere. If you want to sit here and it's comfortable, you sit here. If not, you sit somewhere else. No problem. I'll be going around. Alright? It's not necessary to be here. Or you turn around. Or you turn around. Yeah, turn around. And then sit. Facing that way, it's comfortable. Yeah, that's good. Okay, then I stay here also.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.